Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klach of Ches. Simon Tes. B'Yom Tov. Im Tov Asayim Mekadesh HaShabbos. This talking about a Yom Tov during the weekday. And the person finished off Mekadesh HaShabbos. B'chazer by Tochli Dibur. And he corrected himself. Tochli Dibur. B'Sayim Mekadesh Yisov HaZmanim. And he corrected himself. Tochli Dibur. So Loch is Yotzov. I feel the Hoyu Sabr Shu Yom Tov, even if he forgot that it was Yom Tov, and he said, Mekadesh HaShabbos, believing it was Shabbos, realizing his mistake, Terech Deidibur, and correcting himself, Terech Deidibur. So, a few things. Mishra points out, this halacha of the correcting oneself, Terech Deidibur, that it works, it's only on the condition that he has not started the next bracha yet. For example, in this scenario, he finishes Mekadesh HaShabbos. So the next word of the next bracha is the word Ritzei. Terech Leidibur is either three or four words long. Mishapur in different places gives different amounts. It's either three or four words long. So theoretically, you could have a scenario where a person said Mekadesh HaShabbos, Ritzei. That's one word. So he's still within his three-word time limit, and he's able to correct himself, but he started the next bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah, in multiple places, points out that halacha is, he cannot correct himself anymore once he starts the next bracha. So he's not Yotzei. So what do? You have to go back to the beginning of the fourth bracha. And the same thing is true if the person paused more than Terech Deidibur. Person said Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then he paused the time of Terech Deidibur, and then he corrected himself afterwards. It's too late, and he has to go back to the beginning of the fourth bracha. How long is Terech Deidibur? So Mishnah Berurah suggests that a person can speak on the average about three words a second. So Terech Deidibur is about a second. Now what about a situation where a person said the wrong chasima? He said Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then he realizes he made a mistake, and he pauses for a second, for a moment, to think about what should he do. So do we argue that since he realized immediately, even though he did not correct it immediately, Terech Deidibur, he only ended up correcting it after Terech Deidibur, but he was contemplating Terech Deidibur what to do. That's equivalent in halacha as if he corrected Terech Deidibur. And the answer, that's not true. Since to the observer from the outside, there was a pause of Terech Deidibur, he did not correct himself, even though he was, as it were, working through in his mind what's the right thing to do. So he was sort of addressing the issue. But the correct actual act of addressing the issue only took place after Terech Deidibur, which is too late. So, now, the Chayyadim says, even if the person thought it was Yom Tov, so why is he stressing that point? Because there is an argument that maybe this idea of correcting is only a case where a person his mouth has slipped, and he sort of said the wrong thing, but he was intending to say the right thing, so he had the right kavanah. So this is a shaila in the Gemara. Is the main thing totally in what the person's kavanah was when he said Hashem's name, or what he actually said? This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. According to Rashi, this is the shaila of the Gemara. A person, the example of the Gemara is a person takes a cup of beer, which the correct bracha is shakoni avidvaro, mistakenly thinks that it's wine, and plans to say Bere Piyagofen. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem. And we're saying Hashem's name, he's planning to say Bere Piyagofen, which he would not be Yotze with. He continues, Elokeinu Melech Olam. He's not finished the bracha yet. He's not said even one word of the final part of the bracha. And he realizes that it's beer. So he says, Shakol Ni'abid Vordo. So the person who's standing there here is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shakol Ni'abid Vordo. So he said the right thing. So what's the shiloh? The Gemara says, because when he said Hashem's name, and this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, and when he said Hashem's name, he was planning to say Bere Piyagofen, which he would not be Yotze with. And the Iker moment of the bracha is when he says Baruch to Hashem. He says Hashem should be blessed. I want to thank Hashem for what he's done. And he's thanking Hashem for wine. And the reality, he should be thanking Hashem for beer. So even though he said the right thing, when he says Baruch to Hashem, which in some ways is the Iker part of the bracha, that's the moment you're saying thank you to Hashem, that Hashem should be blessed for everything that he does, specifically this act of giving us beer, or things which allow us to be sustained. He's thinking about wine, which is not the right thought. Samara has a suffix. What's the law in the case? And the word does not come to any final resolution on the shiloh. And therefore, since you're dealing with brachas which are derabanan, we say suffix. The Rabbanon of the Kulam, we say selling brachas lahakal. We have to assume that a person is yotze. If a person would say the right bracha, even though he had the wrong thoughts, he's still going to be yotze. Now this scenario over here is even a bigger chiddush because he actually said bracha to Hashem ulakenu melech olam mekadesh haShabbos mekadesh zov hazmanim. So what he actually said was the phrase of mekadesh haShabbos, you know, and then he corrected to Hekadei Dibur. So that scenario is not the scenario the way Rashi learns the Gemara. This is the way the Riff learns the Gemara. But we come out, even that scenario, the halacha comes out, a person is Yotze. Have a good day.